Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you with our prayers, with our concerns, with our joys, and with our lives. We thank you for Sarah being here and with her guest and the new direction that her life is going. We ask you to be with Pierre Bowie, who's had a stroke at age 3, and if it be your will, Lord, that the doctors would find a way to close his tracheotomy so that he may breathe and speak and feel like he can have a more normal life. We thank you for Tom and the wonderful results of his surgery, that he could be with us today and be healed and have overcome his heart attack. Father God, we thank you for Teen Challenge and their ministry and their message here today, and the lives that they are touching in these young men who have come to share their victories. We ask you to be with Annie's grandmother who's in the hospital. Lord, bring her home to her family and bring her home to you when it is your will and when it is her time. Father, there are many out there who are sick and suffering. Many who are struggling with addiction and with other problems. Many who are struggling with their physical health. Be with them. Touch them. Send to them those who can speak the words they need to hear. And guide those who seek to help and heal, that they may know how to do your will. Father, we pray for Linda's brother David, who is here in town in order to have medical procedure, and for the friend in West Virginia, struggles with their health. For friends and visitors who have come today to share with us our 176th homecoming celebration. Father God, we thank you for all of these wonderful blessings, for all of these opportunities to pray. For Leonard's client who's en route to prison, Lord, we ask you to be with him and show him your way and keep him knowledgeable of your plan for his life, because we know that you have one. We ask for safe travel for Lucy's brother and sister-in-law. For the daughter's best friend, Karen, who admits her alcoholism, that she would be touched and healed and be strong and be helped through this difficult time. For Sandra's family, who is struggling after her mom's death with decisions that are difficult for them to make. And with her sister, Donna, who needs strength to maintain her sobriety and maintain the good things that are coming from her rehab. We ask you to be with Mike Wright, who's sick today. And Father God, we thank you for being in our lives. We thank you for being a part of our community. We thank you for this community where we can gather together and share our worries and our hopes and our troubles and our joys. We know there are many other prayers that are unspoken. You know our hearts, you know our minds, you know our lives. Enter into us so that we may feel your presence. Speak to us so that we may hear your words. Guide us so that we may know how we can reach out to each other, to be there for each other, to serve each other, and in so doing, serve you. And so now we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.